Hello, welcome to The Naked Scientists Up All Night, which is produced in association with The Open University. I'm Chris Smith. In this week's show, why scientists might have to rewrite the history books of human origins. And as Bond mania takes hold at cinemas across the world, we'll also be unpicking the workings of The Silencer to find out whether they really can do what Hollywood would have you believe.
When the bullet leaves the end of the barrel, the pressurised gas suddenly expands, and that's what makes the noise. And it's just like with a balloon. If I take a balloon, I've got a balloon here, and if I pop it, it sounds like this. Okay? Makes a big noise because the gas inside the balloon is suddenly being released.
Hugh Hunt will be investigating the workings of the assassin silencer. That's all on the way in this week's Naked Scientists Up All Night. You're listening to The Naked Scientists Up All Night with me, Chris Smith, and time now for this week's Stuff and Non-Science, where we massacre myths and bash bad science, and hopefully nowhere near a firing range. Here's Diana O'Carroll.
This week's Stuff and Non-Science is the myth told by movies on gun silencers. Are they really as easy to use and effective as we're told? Here's Hugh Hunt to explain.
Well, you're never going to get a gun to be completely quiet. Probably a better name for a silencer would be a muffler, because it reduces the noise rather than to eliminate the noise. But the first thing we need to do is think about what the sources of the noise are. In a gun, there are three main sources. The first thing is that the gas, the hot, high-pressure gas that propels the bullet along the barrel, has to be released at some stage. And when the bullet leaves the end of the barrel, the pressurized gas suddenly expands, and that's what makes the noise. And it's just like with a balloon. If I take a balloon, I've got a balloon here, and if I pop it, it sounds like this. It makes a big noise because the gas inside the balloon is suddenly being released. But if I take another balloon, and this time, just blow it up, now I'm going to release the pressure gently. Now it's lot quieter. That's because the high pressure air is released at a slower rate. Now, that's essentially what the silencer or the suppressor does. It gives the high-pressure gas space to expand slowly as the bullet leaves the end of the barrel. Now, let's suppose we've got a really good silencer. We've got two other noise sources. The first is that the bullet leaves the barrel supersonic, and we get a sonic boom, just like with a high-speed aircraft. If we wanted to get rid of the sonic boom, well, we simply have to slow that bullet down to be subsonic. And maybe the silencer can be designed to achieve that. Then there's a third noise, which actually you only begin to hear once you've got rid of all the other noises. And that's the click of the trigger mechanism. Now, you can imagine James Bond, he goes to fire his gun, and the gun's not loaded. But what you hear is something like this. Well, it's quite a loud noise, but it's not as loud as the bang from the explosive charge or from the supersonic bullet. But once you've got rid of the other two noises, then it does become significant. Now, silencers are most commonly used by hunters. Say in Alaska, they're out hunting deer. Really, they just want to be not making quite as much noise as they might if they didn't have a silencer. And maybe it means they don't have to wear hearing protection when they're using their guns. But your bog standard silencer is still going to leave you with a gun which is pretty noisy.
That's Hugh Hunt, Senior Lecturer in Engineering at Cambridge. That's it for this week's Stuff and Non-Science, but if you have a bit of science knowledge you don't believe in, then send it to me, diana@thenakedscientists.com.
So some practical tips for Sarah Palin there next time she's out hunting for moose in Alaska. Thank you, Diana. That's Diana O'Carroll with this week's Stuff and Non-Science. Well, that's it for this time. We're back next week with another roundup of the latest findings from the world of science. The Naked Scientists Up All Night is produced in association with the Open University, and you can follow up on any of the items that you heard in the programme via the OU's website. That's at open2.net/naked scientists, or alternatively, you can follow the links to get there from the BBC Radio 5 Live Up All Night website. The production this week was by Diana O'Carroll from thenakedscientists.com, and I'm Chris Smith. Until next time, goodbye!